How do you approach, sort of from a practical perspective, the issue of continuation or completion of oxaliplatin? What's your goal in terms of how much you want to get in, and at what point will you hold it in terms of symptomatology?
Yeah, I would say that my goal is to try to preserve dose intensity for at least the first half of the treatment.
Talking about Folfox or both?
With Folfox. I am not using Flox at this point. I'm using Folfox. And it's my opinion that the first 3 months are critical for adjuvant therapy. In European trials, we see that patients are being now stratified according to how soon they start adjuvant therapy after surgery. And I think there is some evidence to suggest that the sooner you start adjuvant therapy, the better the outcome is. So I always try to start my patients very soon after surgery, ideally 3 weeks after their surgery. But the point I'm trying to get to is that I think that there is not direct evidence that the first 3 months of adjuvant therapy are the most important, but there's indirect evidence. There's evidence that if we start early, that you're going to see an improved outcome. Additionally, we have the British study, a study that looked at the Lokitch regimen versus the longer Mayo Clinic regimen. I think it was 12 weeks of Lokitch, which is continuous infusion 5-FU, versus the Mayo Clinic regimen, where 12 weeks was found to be equivalent, if not slightly better, than 6 months of the Mayo Clinic regimen. So I think in my practice, I really try to preserve my dose intensity during the first 3 months. And then if toxicities develop or cumulative toxicities arise, that's when I'm willing to back off. My experience has been not that the neuropathy has been a problem, but that patients have persistent grade 1, at most grade 2 thrombocytopenias, neutropenias that prevent me from administering the Folfox regimen. I'm getting dose delays, and it's more of a consideration of trying to get dose intensity or dose dense therapy versus maintaining the oxaliplatin. So I'll often end up dropping from 85 of oxaliplatin down to 65 and then to 50. And if patients are still having problems, if it's occurring late, I will drop the oxaliplatin. If it happens earlier on, say during the first month or first 2 months of therapy, I'm beginning now to use growth factor support because I really want to get in some oxaliplatin early on, particularly in the high-risk patients.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Enziger, please turn to the second CD.